This is the National Radio Club's DX audio service for June 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. One of the first comments we received here after making our big spiel last month was, "Whatever happened to the loop?" Well, here's the story on the loop, and it's the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us God. What has happened, basically, is my hours over at the television station have been expanded. I guess, basically, I'm working two full-time jobs over there, as well as the many things I do back here. So time has been very, very limited. Also, we were not satisfied with the quality of the stand which the loop was mounted on, and have decided to defer that effort over to Mike and have him build the stands. So loops will be coming out very, very shortly. And the best thing to do is just send a postcard requesting that you be notified when they are out. They should be out probably within the next month or so. But again, this all depends upon my time frame here at home. And being that I'm getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and not getting home till 9 o'clock at night, that makes it a little tough to be able to put some of those things together. Quick question about the convention. When is it going to be held? Over Labor Day weekend is the answer, and you should listen to last month's tape for information concerning the 1988 National Radio Club Convention. We will be there in our usual style with WNRC Radio on the air for the convention. Tentative frequency that you should listen to when pulling into the convention site is 89.1 on the FM dial. Try listening to that as you pull up. You might get out at least a block or so, but for 50 milliwatts, we'll see. But we'll carry information concerning the National Radio Club Convention all during the convention until about, say, Sunday afternoon or so. I'd like to make a quick mention of some new renewals to the audio service to Larry Hart, Ron Clark, Mike Dugan, and Doug Hunsinger. We kind of got away from it because people did make mention that they did not want their names to be read on the audio service when they signed up or any information given. If you want this to be policy, please let us know here at the audio service. It's your vote whether or not we do this. We did have one letter recently, which was in regards to the audio service, making mention of new members. So if you think this is a good idea, be sure to address your bouquets and brickbats to us here at the audio service, and we'll try our best to make this magazine everything that you want it to be. And on a side note, I'd like to congratulate Rodney Moog on his trek down south from the land of Wolverine down to the land of Texas. I guess that's a country in itself, isn't it, Rodney? Rod is a ham radio operator with a call sign of W0NDS. And from all of us here at the audio service, myself, KB8BMQ, congratulations on the move south. And that also brings up to my mind another subject that we have to address at this particular time, and that is if there are any changes to be made on the ham radio list. If you're an amateur radio operator, be sure to get your name, your call sign, your class of license, and if you are on the air presently, the bands and frequencies which you normally work, and send that information into Mike Knitter at the headquarters. That's Mike K-N-I-T-T-E-R, care of the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And we'll put it on the ham radio list, and we'll have it in an upcoming edition. On this particular edition, we hope to get in our Shortwave DX programs list. And I'd like to make mention about this, that if anyone has the spare time to be able to do it, God knows I don't have the time right now to be able to research this, but if one of you out there in our listening audience has a shortwave radio and would like to be the editor of this column, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is, first of all, let us know that you want to do it, and we'll send you a list of what we have here at the present time, which is contains the day, the time, the program, and the frequencies of operation. Basically, all you have to do is just turn on your radio once a month or so and just spot check these to make sure they're still active, and then let me know here at the headquarters so that I can read off the list in accurate form. We will go through this list. However, I understand there are a couple errors, and I would appreciate it if any of the members of the audio service who have knowledge of any of this information, if it's incorrect, please let us know so we can update the information as soon as possible. You asked for it. You got it. Not a Toyota, but the FM station address book. It's a brand new National Radio Club publication, and it's only $8.95. The book is published in 8.5 by 11 inch page size, full size type, 3-hole punch, listed by state and by city. And you can order it right from the publication center. To order your copy of the FM address book, just send $8.95 along with your name, address, city, state, and zip code, and make mention that you are a member of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and send it to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. A lot of members have asked me exactly what does Ken Chatterton have over there in Mansville that we can get for a song. Well, Ken doesn't do any singing, and in fact, I understand via the grapevine, he's a very lousy singer at that. However, he does have a lot of goodies, and here's just a brief list of some of the other items that you can purchase from the publication center. The AM Radio Log, it's the 8th edition. It's $10.95 U.S., $11.95 Canadian, $12.95 to U.S. non-members of the club. And the AM Radio Logbook lists all the radio stations which can be heard on the AM radio band. Also, if you have a logbook and you need updaters, there's approximately 5 updaters per issue, per log. You have to specify which one you want, UDL1, UDL2, UDL3, or UDL4, or UDL5. They're $2 per updater. But believe me, for $10.95, you can purchase a brand new log and get all the material right up to date. If you're into antennas and would like to improve your reception, there's several interesting publications. The Antenna Reference Manual Volume 1 is $3. Antenna Reference Manual Volume 2 is $3. The Receiver Reference Manual Volume 1 is $3. And the Receiver Reference Manual Volume 2 is $3. Also, if you have a lot of real estate and you'd like to try putting one up, the Beverage Antenna and Long Wire Antenna Design and Theory Book is $3 to DX Audio Service members. Getting started in medium wave DXing. This is free to new members, $2 to old members. It's an interesting publication that the National Radio Club puts out. Also, if you'd like a map of the United States and partial Canada, $1 from Publication Center. If you send out QSL reports, or I should say reception reports for QSLs, and would like a nice little pamphlet, which maybe will help you get a reception report back from a station, there's an interesting little publication which you can include in your letter. It's the Broadcaster's Guide to DX, and these little pamphlets are already pre-folded for a normal envelope, and you can include them, and they tell a broadcaster exactly what DXing is all about. If you'd like some of these, they're $1.50 for 20 copies. If you're sending them to Spanish stations, there are versions written in Spanish, and they are $1.50 for 20 copies. And also in French, $1.50 for 20 copies. If you need some log sheets for your shack, the log sheets are 110 sheets for $5, or 25 sheets for $1.25, same sheet as the larger quantity. And finally, if you'd like to mug somebody, there's the all-famous National Radio Club mug. It's a 9-ounce mug, white in color, $6 U.S. addressed, $6.75 Canadian or Mexico addressed. It's a great little mug to have around the ham shack, shows that you are a member of the National Radio Club. Also, I should make a note, if you would like some stationery from the National Radio Club, it has the National Radio Club logo at the top. 100 sheets are $5. And again, if you'd like to buy some of these items, all you have to do is send your order to the National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661. As you may notice, this edition of the audio service is arriving just a little bit late, and there is a good reason for that. In the past, we've been having a little bit of a problem with a couple of members who subscribe via the returnable rate. We have to duplicate all the cassettes at one time, which means if people don't return their cassettes on time, we have to hold the whole batch up for duplication. Unfortunately, this is putting the screws to those of you who subscribe via the keep the cassette method, and also to those of you that subscribe via the returnable rate, who are very prompt. And it holds up the whole process here. Also, when we have a problem with a cassette and need to recopy it for a member, that also causes a problem because we just don't have the time after that long wait. Therefore, unfortunately, we have to make this mandate that if your cassette isn't back to us by the 20th of the month, we're going to have to hold the cassette for the following edition, which basically means you miss out on an entire month. So if you subscribe via the returnable rate, please be sure you get your cassette back to us on time. That way we can make sure that all the cassettes get duplicated at one time. Also, I'd like to make a quick mention that if for some reason you do have a problem with a cassette, please let us know about it as soon as possible. Send the cassette back to us with a little note attached to it. In fact, the best way to do this is to write some kind of message on the front of the tape box so it doesn't get put in the same hopper that we use for returnable cassettes. You might want to mark blank tape or some kind of note on the front of the address just so that I know that there is a problem with it and I can get it copied for you. But if you have a problem, let us know. Now, what we're going to be doing on this particular edition, we are going to be sending several members a brand new type of cassette. We're changing manufacturers of cassette, and hopefully this will be for the better to improve the quality of the audio service. And, of course, we always appreciate your comments. Let us know what how you feel about the way the cassettes are put together, and if you have any problems with wow and flutter or tape sticking, or maybe it cuts out halfway through the tape or whatever. Be sure to let us know, and we'll make corrections on that. Something which we haven't talked about for a while, which I think we need to address right now, is computer bulletin boards. I understand from several members who have written recently that there has been several companies who have made great strides in computer software and hardware for the visually impaired. I guess one unit is a voice interface unit which hooks up to a Commodore computer, which enables a person to call up a computer bulletin board and it actually reads the information for the user. So, I guess it's a good time to bring this point up. My assistant over at the television station is the operator of the FidoNet bulletin board here in Lima, Ohio. And we've decided recently to open up a new section of the files section of the board. And this section will deal with radio topics, not just medium wave, but FM, shortwave, scanning, and other interesting tidbits. And it will be mostly text information. There won't be any programs or anything on it, but mostly text and files. And if you have a computer and would like to access this information, let me give you the phone number of the computer right now. It's area code 419-999-3578. 999-3578 in area code 419. The bulletin board works at 300, 1200, and 2400 baud. It's N, or I should say, 8, N, and 1. And if you're downloading, your best bet is to use the CRC on section of your terminal program to make sure that it's absolutely error-free on the text. And, of course, welcome your comments on that. If you have a computer, let us know how it works. And there is an article up, which I just wrote yesterday, concerning all the different frequencies that the FCC licenses for radio and TV stations for their communications, both for their two-way and also for their program handling. And you can read that or even download it into a text file for yourself. And I can see by looking across the table that John Bucker is giving me that slit throat gesture, which in radio means, Fred, get off the pot. You've been talking too long. Well, here's a gentleman. I was going to give you a real stately introduction, John. I was going to say, here is a man who knows all, sees all, is Mr. Broadcasting, Mr. Charisma. He's also the morning man on WNRC at the convention. John, instead of saying that, how about this intro for you? WNRC Music Power. John Bucker, first on the dial, WNRC. Charge!
Fred, as you know, I'm chortling in my joy because we've come up with a trivia quiz sequence here that I think is a winner. I don't know. We'll try it this month and see what happens and if we have any reaction to it. Last month, if you recall, we interviewed a fellow who had run a CPC test out in Valparaiso, Indiana. And at the end of the test, John Bowker out there, John S. Bowker, said, "Say, by the way," he said, do you run trivia questions on the DX audio service?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "Well, how about this? Tell me what city has the following frequencies for radio stations?" And I thought immediately, oh my gosh, that's a terrific idea. And I said, "Go ahead, I got them all memorized." He said, "Fine. All right, here's five frequencies active in a city. You tell me what the city is in the United States." "Okay," says I. He says, "All right, 730, 1250, 1080, 1410, and 860. And I said to myself, "Oh boy, I have to admit that doesn't quite ring a bell." I said, "It's a city with five stations." "Oh," he said, "I didn't say it had five stations. It might have a sixth one or a seventh or ten of them. I don't know. It might have 20 stations. But I've given you five frequencies that are in use right now in that city. You got to just tell me what city it is." And it's a rather major American city. Probably, one of the top 50 markets, easy. Might even be one of the top 10 or 15. I don't know. So I said, "Oh, now, okay, give me a second here. Let me think it through." And it didn't ring a bell at all. And I was so embarrassed. My own son. And he said, "Okay, how about I give you a couple of hints, Dad?" And I said, "All right, fine. What are the hints?" He said, "All right, it's one of these cities. You ready for this?" "Okay. It's either Hartford, Connecticut, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Dallas, Texas." And I said, "Okay." And I went through those three, and I thought, "Well, let's see. Now, wait a minute. Oh, golly. I'm going to leave that with you, DX Audio Service, ladies and gentlemen."
"Good question."
"And we'll have the answer in just a few minutes."
"Okay, John. I think your son is going to bone us all with that question. That's going to take some good thought. I'll tell you what, while we're thinking about that, let's switch it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch Column.
Convention 88. First on the dial, WNRC. On the go, go.
Hello again, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have one edition this time, number 180. This is the time of year when the publication of the printed DX News goes to monthly status. Therefore, we combine all the AM Switch information in one humongous AM Switch, and that's what we have for you today. We noticed that on the last DX audio service, some of the editors were asking trivia questions, so we figured we might as well join the parade. So if you want to put on your thinking caps and screw them on tightly, we'll have a couple trivia questions for you. As a matter of fact, we'll give you one before we start and give you the answer at the end of this edition of AM Switch. If you had a list of cities before you, cities in the United States, starting with the largest, New York City, and then going Los Angeles, Chicago, and on down, how far down the list would you go until you came to a city that has no AM station licensed to it? In other words, what we're asking is, what is the largest city in the United States that does not have its own AM radio station? While you're thinking about that, it's time for edition number 180 of AM Switch, and we start with an enormous pile of call letter changes, including a couple rather shocking ones, some old-time calls going down the drain. On 600, WIRB Enterprise, Alabama becomes WLHQ. On 610, CKML Mont-Laurier in Quebec becomes CFLO. 640, WHOF Wildwood, Florida changes to WMZY. 670, KPBL Commerce City, Colorado becomes KMVP. Two changes on 740. Here's an old-time call that's leaving us. WKIS Orlando, Florida changes to WWNZ. And also on 740, WIRJ Humboldt, Tennessee becomes WUNI. There's a call that's been around the country. On 820, WCZE Chicago changes to WXEZ. 890 WJSE in Ceiba, Puerto Rico becomes WRRE. 930 WRVC, Huntington, West Virginia becomes WAMX. Actually, that's not really a call change. WAMX had asked for WRVC, as we reported last month, then decided not to use it. So essentially, what they did is remain WAMX. 940 KWRC, Woodburn, Oregon becomes KWBY. And here's another long-standing call that is disappearing from the AM band on 950 KIMN. Kimmon in Denver, Colorado changes calls to KYGO. And here's another one, 990 WNOX, Knoxville, Tennessee becomes WTNZ. On 1010 WCNL, Newport, New Hampshire changes to WXXK. 1030 WUFL, Sterling Heights, Michigan will be WVLF. On 1060, KLSE, Van Buren, Arkansas, changes to KAYR. On 1070, CKST, St. Albert, Alberta, becomes CHMG. 1160, WRAZ, Fieldale, Virginia, changes to WBYG. 1170, WXAX, Lexington, South Carolina, changes to WLGO. 1210, KFRP, Rockland, California, becomes KEBR. 1250, new station in Dakota City, Nebraska, becomes KTFJ. Two changes on 1280, KSNE, Minneapolis, Minnesota, goes back to their old W call of WWTC. KAAW, Longview, Texas, becomes KLGV. On 1320, KAFR, Walla Walla, Washington, becomes KSMX. Two changes on 1340, WHPI, Heron, Illinois, becomes WJPF. And a new station in Lance, Michigan, will be WDXW. I like that call. On 1420, WWWL, Amherst, Virginia, becomes WAMV. Two changes on 1430. New station in Gainesville, Florida will be WWLO, and WKYL Laurel, Mississippi changes to WLAU. 1450 KFXX. Tucson, Arizona becomes KTZR. 1460 WMMH, Marshall, North Carolina changes to WHBK. 1490 KDLN, Dillon, Montana will be KDBM. 1510 WCXJ, Monroeville, Pennsylvania changes calls again, this time going back to one they used a few years ago, WXVX. 1520 WIDD, Elizabethton, Tennessee becomes WITM. Two changes on 1530, WXEZ, Babson Park, Florida, becomes WCZE. And here's another old call that's disappearing, WCKY in Cincinnati. Boy, is that a famous call over the years. It's gone, changing to WRDZ. 1550, WKVL, Clarksville, Tennessee, becomes WCTZ. 1570, WKOL, Amsterdam, New York, becomes WSGD. 1580 WENO, Chattahoochee, Florida becomes WTCL. 1590 WLFA, Lafayette, Georgia changes to WQCH. And on 1600 WRBN, Warner Robins, Georgia becomes WZQB. Backtracking just a second, that change on 1590, very much like the change on 930, WLFA was a call which WQCH requested and then had set aside, as they say in FCC parlance. In other words, that call was never used, so essentially the station is just remaining with what it had, WQCH. Applications for new stations. Well, there's an application for a couple of those new synchronous transmitters on 970 in Hickory Hills, Maryland, running 60 watts at night only. They would be synchronous with WAMD in Aberdeen, Maryland. And on 1520, Houston, Texas, 1,000-watt synchronous transmitter that will run daytime only. That will, of course, relay KYND in Cypress, Texas. Quite a few new stations have been granted. 550 Lakeside, New Jersey, 500D3. On 780 Springville, Utah, 5000 day, 450 night, U4. A bunch on 890, they are Solvay, New York, 500D3, Cashtown, PA, 2500D1, Nicholson, PA, 10,000 D3, and Falmouth, Virginia, 2,500 D3. Those are all on 890. On 1,000, Eagle, Idaho gets 10,000 D3. 1060, Las Vegas, Nevada, 5,000 D1. 1120, Wilmington, North Carolina, 1,000 D1. 1180, Claude, Texas, 1,000 day, 250 night, U4. 1200, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, 10,000 day, 7,000 night, U4. 1250, Dakota City, Nebraska, 500 day, 700 night, U4. And on 1340, Lance, Michigan, 1,000 watts day and night, U1. Couple highlights from applications from existing stations on 760 WAFK. Spanish Fort, Alabama would like to move their city of license to Saraland, Alabama. On 1100 WDRY, Alamo Heights, Texas, change their city of license, if the application is approved, to San Antonio, Texas. 1200 WCHB, Inkster, Michigan. Actually, this station is still on 1440, but they have a construction permit to move to 1200. And when they do, they would like to also change the city of license from Inkster to Taylor, Michigan. On 1420, WEUC, Ponce, Puerto Rico, would like to move to 650 kilohertz. 1470, KTDL, Farmerville, Louisiana, wants to move too. They'd like to relocate at 1160 kilohertz. And on 1590, KXEM, McFarland, California, wants to change to 750 kilohertz and also change their city of license to Bakersfield, California. Grants to existing stations. There are some highlights we'd like to scan down through. A lot of these involve simply relocations of transmitters and antenna minor changes, which don't really make that much difference. But here are the highlights. On 920 WGHQ, Kingston, New York, will go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. They changed their antenna to U3. 960 WBEU, Beaufort, South Carolina, moves their city of license to Hardeeville, South Carolina. On 1450, CHUC in Cobourg, Ontario, is raising their power. Now, 1450 is a Class 4, or what they call a graveyard frequency here in the U.S. In Canada, they do not have the 1,000-watt power restriction that we have on those frequencies. And so CHUC on 1450 raises their power to 8,000 day, 1,000 night. They will change the antenna to U4. Scanning briefly down through otherness, 550, an application for Highland Falls, New York for a new station. That application has been denied in the same action that granted the new 550 station in Lakeside, New Jersey. 640 WPBD, Atlanta, Georgia, this new station is on the air. 750 WWLX, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, new station is on the air. 800 WLAD, Danbury, Connecticut, this station is silent. They had a fire that destroyed the entire station, and their return date, as of now, is unknown. We mentioned earlier a bunch of new stations being granted on 890, and there were also some that fell by the wayside in all those same actions. On 890, the following stations' applications have been dismissed: Fayetteville, New York, Shikshinny, Pennsylvania, and Stafford, Virginia. 960 WGRR, Pritchard, Alabama, this new station is on the air. 1060, an application for a new station in Templeton, California, has been dismissed. 1080 KWAI, Honolulu, Hawaii. Station has been silent for a couple years. It is now back on the air. 1180 WJJN, Newburgh, Indiana, new station on the air. 1200 WMXA, Chicago, Illinois. Target date for this new station is September 1st of 88. 1230 KOZA, Odessa, Texas. This station is silent. 1250 WKDX, Hamlet, North Carolina. They had applied to move to 1240. That application has been dismissed. They'll stay on 1250. On 1310 WJRA, Priceville, Alabama. New station is on the air. And balance of scales, also on 1310, KFKA, Greeley, Colorado. The station is silent. On 1470, WBUL, Shepherdsville, Kentucky, silent station. 1480, KAYK, Pueblo, Colorado. The station is silent pending a sale, but will return, probably with a new religious format. 1490, WLGW, Lancaster, New Hampshire. This new station is on the air. And 1550, WVAB, Virginia Beach, Virginia. This station is silent. That about wraps up this edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And no, we won't leave you hanging. We'll give you the answer to our trivia question. What is the largest city in the U.S. without a licensed AM station? I certainly hope John Bowker, if anybody, got this question, because, John, it's in your state. The city is Jersey City, New Jersey, with a population in the 200,000 range. and no licensed AM radio station. And before we wrap things up here, we might as well toss in one more trivia question that's kind of on the same subject, a little more refined down. What is the largest city in the U.S., if you started with your list again, with New York at the top and went on down, the biggest cities in the U.S., how far down the list would you get until you came to a city that did not have a 50,000-watt AM station licensed to them, be it full-time or daytime? What is the largest city in the U.S. without a 50,000-watt AM station? We'll let you think about that for a while and be back a little later on the tape to give you the answer. That's it for now. Once again, here's Fred. How you doing today, Fred?
Oh, real good, Jerry. You guys are really coming up with some fantastic trivia questions. I might add that if the membership has a trivia question which you'd like to add, why don't you send it either to Jerry or John? We'll have those addresses a little bit later. Right now, John, how about an answer to your trivia question?
Yeah, it can drive you up a wall, can't it? Well, I'll tell you the answer. Let's just recap so you won't have to rewind the tape. The five frequencies again were 730, 860, 1080, 1250, and 1410. And the question is, what city has that? And if you go through Hartford, of course, you got WPOP and you got WTIC and maybe another one. And then you go out in the Texas area and, of course, you have KRLD and a few of the others. But Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is the answer. That's the only city in the country that has those five frequencies in service. And I think that was a heck of a good trivia quiz. In fact, John came up with something over 30 of these, where he's put them all into a computer and then told the computer, pick me five frequencies from each city that don't appear in any other city in the country. And the computer goes zip, 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 zip. And it comes through with, for instance, 570, 710, 1050, 1090, and 1250. That's Seattle, Washington. And it's unique to Seattle, Washington. So we might do this again in the future sometime, Fred. It was a lot of fun. That's our trivia quiz for June.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got a trivia question for you and Star that you've heard the answer time and time again, but you're going to have to listen real close for a trivia question on side two. I think I got you guys, okay? But first, here's Phil Wayne with Market Scope.
Well, thank you, Fred, for those kind comments. Hi, this is Phil Wayne here with another DX Audio Service Market Scope. It's June 1988 already, and we're taking a look at Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the great stuff they have on the AMs out there. Well, why don't we just get started?
Hi, just want to remind you to tune in to Desert Gardening with Don every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KDON. Each week, Don Davis will discuss gardening in our desert area. He'll tell you what's new, solve your gardening problems, and have special guests from time to time. This is also your chance to ask about lawn and gardening problems. Don't forget, Desert Gardening with Don every Saturday here on KDON.
You're listening to The Talk of the West, live from number one Main Street, the beautiful Union Plaza Hotel. This is KDWN Las Vegas. 720 KDON!
We invite your participation on the Talk of the West, KDWN. Phone 383-8255 in Nevada. Outside of Nevada, 1-800-338-8255. When your call is answered, please turn your radio down. Each caller will be allowed up to 3 minutes, giving more listeners a chance to join in. Once again, the numbers to call are 383-8255 or our toll-free number, 1-800-338-8255.
And Dr. Mary Carroll is our guest. If you have any question at all about whether or not your vision...
Well, it's a good thing that the show is over because there's nothing you can do for an encore after that. That's J.P. Morgan and Where Are You on AM 920 KORK. This is Jack Day. That's going to do it for our show. Stay tuned for Ken Stone after ABC Radio News. And I'll be back with you again hopefully tomorrow, 10 a.m. We're going to do it again from 10 until 3 right here on AM 920 KORK Las Vegas.
ABC News, I'm John Degnan. ABC News on the hour and every hour.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star-studded array of talent continues on AM 920, KORK.
AM 920 KORK Radio Las Vegas with Tony Bennett and Come Saturday Morning. And before that, kicking things off, Woody Herman with Apple Honey. Good afternoon, this is Ken Stone on a kind of a windy Thursday. It's 13 past 3. Coming up, a chance for a lucky AM 920 club card holder to win something nice right here on my program. We'll have Paul Harvey stop by. We have Sinatra at 6. Music and memories all afternoon, so don't go away.
The sports voice of the Southwest, KROL, Laughlin, East Las Vegas.
News, I'm Dick Iuliano. Dick Iuliano, AP Network News.
Get more for your money when you get away and play at the Edgewater Hotel and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada.
$9.95 plus shipping. Call now 1-800-526-1700. Money back if not satisfied.
American Spice, if you are new to our show. Well, let's see. It's a taste of everything. That's why we call it American Spice. Get it? Get it? Isn't that clever? Mort Cooper will be here in just a couple of minutes. Mort Cooper says, if I can change your voice, I can change your life.
Major Video, there's one near you.
657 and 50 degrees at KFM, and your time to register in KFM's 10 car sweepstakes is just minutes away. Here are the O'Kanes on KFM. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. We've got 50 degrees. We're KFMS North Las Vegas, KFMS FM Las Vegas, home of the 10-car sweepstakes. Here comes Alabama. This is the second of four in a row from Continuous Country, KFM 102.
The best music of yesterday, today, and forever. 1340 KMTW.
Be listening to win another 100 greatest hits of rock and roll cassette from Vaughn's and 1340 KMTW.
Motown and more, KMTW. Think you can stand to hear another 4 minutes of that? Ooh. Staple Singers, Mavis Staples, Let's Do It Again, The Spaniels with Here's Why I Love You, and The Dells kicked us off with I Can Sing a Rainbow and Love is Blue. I'm Laura Kane. Here's Joe Tex, Skinny Legs and All. I'd try and get one last request in. Minnie Collier had a talk with my man. I'm Laura Kane, heading out of here. Hey, tomorrow is Friday. Woo! Here's the Pointer Sisters, and I'm so excited.
We're keeping your memories alive with Motown and more. 1340 KMTW, Las Vegas.
The best of the 50s, 60s, and 70s in Las Vegas. AM Stereo 1460 Keno.
Official news agency says the hijackers of a Kuwaiti jetliner at the Mashhad airport pulled a male passenger out of the plane onto a stairway leading to the runway and fired three shots into the air.
A warm welcome to all the broadcasters attending the NAB convention from AM Stereo 1460 Kino.
AM Stereo 1460 Kino.
Beach Boys, When I Grow Up to Be a Man. Beatles, too, with Something. Danny and the Juniors in Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. I don't know if you've heard by now, but Hugh Hefner's former live-in love, Carrie Lee, says that she'll drop her $35 million palimony suit against Hugh Hefner. Now, the person that's probably saddest about this morning is Marvin Mitchelson, right? Wasn't he the one that, what the lawyer's fees are what, 15, 20%? I don't know, but that's $5, $6 million he's out of if she'd have won the case. It's kind of fascinating, though, because it seems like Carrie Lee just broke up with Hugh. What was it, first read in the newspaper a month and a half ago? And now she's married. She says she has a new life. She loves her life now, and more than that, she loves her husband, Corey Margolis, who's 28, an antique dealer. All that within a month and a half. Talk about a whirlwind romance, huh? Whew, make your head spin. The music, the fun, and the memories of the 50s, 60s, and 70s are here coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll be hearing the top three charted hits of the 60s from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I have some good music to play for you. Stereo, 1460 Kino. Don't miss the jukebox lunch, 1 to 1 p.m. on AM Stereo, 1460 Kino. Stereo, 1460 Kino. I will not stay in a world without love unless you throw in the pot a Ginsu knife and a Vegematic. Then I may stay for another few days. Barbara Lewis and Baby, I'm Yours. This is Bruce Chandler playing the greatest hits of all time.
A warm welcome to all the broadcasters attending the NAB convention from AM Stereo, 1460 Kino.
Let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. It's Chubby Checker, and before that, Jackie DeShannon. What the world needs now is love and a good 5-cent cup of coffee. And coming up, we'll be hearing the top three songs from the 1960s from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. It's our morning music medley, number three, right around the corner.
Nothing I like better than dress up
for dinner, stayed back.
This could be your number. Kino's Teletalk. Teletalk is on the air. Teletalk. You could be our next winner. From AM Stereo, 1460 Kino.
CDC.
Digital AM Stereo. KRSR, North Las Vegas.
Pour some sugar all over me. Yeah, Def Leppard in the crusher. The Crusher rocks Nellis Air Force Base 24 hours a day. The most non-stop rock in Las Vegas, 1140 a.m. The Crusher.
There you have it. Another market scope from the DX Audio Service for another month. Next month, we'll be back in Las Vegas taking a look at the FM side of the dial. For market scope, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And I'd like to pass along some addresses at this time before we flip over to side two with my deathly trivia question. First of all, John Bowker's address. John, B-O-W-K-E-R. Address is 14 Canoe Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, that's two words, New Jersey, 08550. Now, if you'd like to write to Jerry Starr, you can write to him, Jerry, S-T-A-R-R, care of WHOT Radio, 3030 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. To write to me here at the audio service, my address is Fred Vobe, V-O-B-B-E, the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Headquarters, National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And finally, the Philbur, Phil Wayne. His address is 128 Elmwood, E-L-M-W-O-O-D Avenue, Syracuse, New York, and the zip code is 13207. And that wraps it up for side one of this cassette. We'll see you on side two with more answers, more tough trivia, and a whole lot more for you from all of us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.